Over the weekend, you probably heard a lot about the by-election in Batman. And no, we are not referring to the superhero. Batman is a federal electorate in the north of Melbourne. Although the Greens were the favourite to win the seat, it was actually won by the Labour Party. The by-election was marred by scandals, such as elderly residents being told they didn't have to vote, the Catholic Education Office making several thousand robocalls urging voters to side with Labour, and the Greens' internal party fighting becoming public knowledge. The scandal with the Batman electorate does not end with the by-election. The scandal stems to the name itself. Batman was named after John Batman. Again, not the superhero. But who was he, and why was he so controversial? John Batman is considered the founder of Melbourne. The controversy surrounding him stems from the fact that he founded Melbourne based on a treaty with the Kulin people, in which 68 kilograms of flour, 4 suits of clothes, and an assortment of weapons was exchanged for 250,000 hectares of land stretching from the banks of the Yarra all the way to Geelong. Batman's reputation is also marred by allegations of violence towards Aboriginals. With debate surrounding Australia Day heating up, and as a result, talk of reconciliation becoming a more prominent issue, the question of whether the Batman electorate should remain named after such a controversial figure is as important as the by-election that has just occurred in it. Today, we talked with Councillor Susan Rennie of the Darebin City Council on the issue of renaming the electorate. Much of the Darebin City Council falls in the electorate, and the council has recently made headlines for refusing to celebrate Australia Day. The city of Darebin has a substantial number of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander population, and do you think this issue is of importance just to this demographic or the community as a whole?
No, we received feedback that this is very important to the community as a whole. There are lots of people in Darebin who would like to work towards reconciliation, and they see this as a significant part of that.
And how important do you think is changing the name of Batman in terms of moving towards reconciliation?
I think it's very important. I think that we need to look much more broadly at this in Australia, because we have very few place names and locations that recognise and celebrate the Aboriginal culture and heritage of those locations, and that's in stark contrast, for example, to New Zealand. And if we are to really recognise the value and contribution that Aboriginal people have made and continue to make to our community, then one of the ways we can do that is through recognising their language, heritage and culture in the way in which we name places.
Absolutely. Now, recently the city of Darebin decided not to celebrate Australia Day and had the right to hold citizenship ceremonies revoked. Do you think these events galvanised the movement towards changing the name of Batman, or actually deter people from wanting to rock the boat too much?
I think that we're in a difficult position at the moment in that some councils have been deterred from taking the action that we took, although they would dearly like to do so. The actions of the federal government, I believe, are very punitive and unnecessary, because, in fact, there's many councils around Victoria that don't hold any events on the 26th of January and never have. But they've kind of flown under the radar, and there's all been a number of reasons for that. Darebin Council was holding about 10 citizenship ceremonies every year, and most of those obviously weren't. 9 of those 10 were not on the 26th. But sometimes, you know, in order to achieve change, someone needs to begin the difficult conversations. And in this case, the cities of Darebin, Yarra and Moreland have begun the difficult conversation. And I think that we will see change. I'm not sure how long that will take. But when you look at most movements towards social change, they begin in similar ways.
Right. And what would you say in response to such critics of this change who believe that changing names such as Batman denies or rewrites our history?
I don't think it's about rewriting our history. I think it's about making sure that we're truthful in the way our history is told, and that we recognise that history, which is only told from the point of view of the conquering side or those in power, is inaccurate history. And we want to make sure that people who live in Darebin and people who use the park, for example, that we're renaming, and the people who vote in the electorate, which is now called Batman, but hopefully will change, have an understanding of history that's based on all the facts about who was living on the land and who owned the land and, you know, the heritage that came with that.
Yes, and I guess following on from what you were saying, what do you see as the consequences of the electorate continuing to be called Batman?
Look, I think it alienates some people within our community. It sends a message that it's okay to be dominant and to take things that aren't entitled to you and that you'll still be celebrated. And I think when we name locations or electorates after people for whom perhaps there's really a lot of mixed feelings about the heritage that they leave behind, then we fail to recognise and acknowledge the harm that's been done to people, and we fail to look for ways to bring that harm to an end.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today, Councillor Rennie. We really appreciate having you on the program.
That's a pleasure.
Batman is not the only electorate being called upon to be renamed due to being named after historical figures with a controversial past for treatment of Aboriginals. The federal electorate of Macmillan has been called upon to change its name due to the namesake, Angus Macmillan, being involved in the massacre of Aboriginals. The electorate of Gellibrand is the same, with the namesake, Joseph Gellibrand, being involved in the Batman Treaty. While the polls may be in on who won the by-election in Batman, the polls are still out on whether these electorate names will be changed.